and come up and share your heart. Don't let these other long-winded people keep you from sharing anything you need to say.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We're live here. Do you want to hold this? We would put a stand for it.
I would hold it. Please.
Okay. I love you.
Love you. Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this the good position? I greet people in Africa, South Africa, in the name of Jesus. I am a praying community church with Pastor Bruce. It's a blessing to be here, people that love the Lord and then also love the people in South Africa. Before I go to the Word of God, I just want to give a praise report. I didn't give it to last time. You all know that I was attacked by the prostate cancer last year. I did share the report with you, but before I even go there, each and every time I come to America, there is a family in Larkin, Texas. They provide me with a place to stay. And then I said, this man that provided me with a place to stay and his wife, this man, he wears three hats like Pastor Bruce. A pastor, let's say four, husband and wife, a husband, and then father, and then also he's a pastor, he's a biker, he's a sheriff. So he wears five hats. So this man in Larkin, Texas, he wears many hats too. He is a lawyer. He is a businessman. He is the chairman of the Republican Party. I said, you know, I have realized that I'm not going to be trying to be smart so that I can equally match of who you are. For you and I to have this relationship, it is by the grace of God.
Amen.
I have realized that out of 360 million people in the United States of America, and for me to be connected with Crane Community Church and Pastor Bruce, it is by the grace of God.
Amen.
So I honor that and I salute that. And I have realized that like in Psalms 133, it says like the dew descending upon the mountain Zion, that is where God has declared the blessing.
Amen.
So I have no doubt that God has declared the blessings of orphans and vulnerable in South Africa here at Crane Community Church. And God has a way that he does his thing so that no man can take glory. So I want to say thank you so much again that, you know, God could have chosen easy for me to go to, where is this, Honolulu. And God has been easy chosen that I go to California or New York, but God chose Crane Community Church so that his work will be established in South Africa. And then I want to give thanks to God and also to give thanks to you that when I was diagnosed with cancer, prostate cancer last year, the PSA numbers, I do not know what does that mean, PSA, but what I was told that PSA numbers, the normal is 0 to 4. They said that is a normal PSA numbers. And my numbers, Pastor Bruce, was 2,296. And then the doctor that was there with me was a lady. She said, in my entire life being as a doctor, I have, for 20 years, I have never seen numbers more than 900, and then that person is still alive. Well, to fast forward, so I was given days to live. And then this is where you people at Crane Community Church came in. This is where Pastor Chuck and his church came in, and that is where God declared my blessing. All the song I was singing was, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." I was saying, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, I have finished the race because I saw that it was the end of my journey. But I want to let you know it's not over until God says it is over.
That's the truth.
And then God, and this thing is happening to, I share this, my testimony is God is no respecter of a person. What he has done for me, he will do it for you. If he can do it for the Zulu man that was born under mud heart, a man that never did wear school shoes until he was 11 years old, a man that never lived in electricity until I was 24 years old. And then for me even to live in a house with an electricity, it took missionaries from the United States of America and come put electricity at the church where my father was pastoring a church. And then that was the first time I heard, God loves me. It took somebody from this country so that I can enjoy to have a house with an electricity. And then I was able to take a hot shower. But Pastor Bruce, again, I'm sorry to say that I had to cut that hot water heater because it's taking too much electricity. So the way to save electricity, let's go back to a cold shower. And fast forward, I did not have medical insurance. So that means I was not able to get a treatment. Two churches, that's why God has declared my blessing. Two churches, the whole of the United States of America, was Ukraine, not Ukraine, Crane. What is that? A Crane Community Church. What I have noticed, both of your churches, if you just say letters, is CCC. Yours is Crane Community Church. And then Pastor's church is Crossroad Community Church. So it's both of your churches is CCC. And you church gave generously that I was able to do a radiation. Pastor Chuck's church was able to give radiation, give money to do a radiation. So, and then even the doctors were reluctant for me to do a radiation because they said it was already too late. But to fast forward, in December last year, first numbers was in September 2296. And the second repeat, I did a test, was in December. And the numbers were from 2,296 to 8.
Amen.
And then I said, well, let me, you know the story of the Bible, who's this man is Gideon, keep on doing the test. I said, okay, God, let's do this again, a different way. I did another test in May this year, and the numbers came to 1. And then at that time, the cancer had spread through the body. My spine was curved. I was not able to sleep on my bed straight because I had to accommodate. But now I am able to sleep straight. I have no pains. The only thing is that I can't do, like I still, my knees are still a little bit weak as I walk slow. And then another thing, do you watch all the movies? Yeah, I grew up, Bruce, in the church, where to go to movies was sin. So, and then I started to enjoy movies coming to America. So I watched the movie that, did you see the movie that a white man can't jump?
Yeah.
You know that movie?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of making my own movie. Saying, because I can do anything right now, I'm not in pains, I'm able to walk. But there's one thing that I can't do, I can't jump. So I'll have a movie that a black man can jump. Then I had to do another test. Pastor Chuck took me to a golf course. Remember, the trouble was with my back. And then to play golf, you have to use your back. And then I was able to play all 18 holes yesterday. God has healed me. And then so there were two choices. My food, they know that it's like between the devil and the sea. I did not have money for medical insurance. And then I was about to die. While I was still alive, my family was preparing a funeral for me. And there was another trouble. They said, this man is bishop and he is known. And then, so his funeral must be in a good standard. And the thing is, Jeremiah do not have life cover. So if he dies, he does not have money to bury him. And then he does not have money to live. So, and then God chose to say, well, let's give Jeremiah another chance to live. I am here today praising God. And then I want to say, you participated. You played a role for me to be alive today. This church took up an offering and then sent it to Africa. You did not only take care of the offense, but also you did take care of me personally. For that reason, I said thank you, and then for that reason, I said I honor you. And then because of that reason, I said I salute you. Thank you so much, and do not be weary in well-doing. If you do have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 26. Pastor Chuck, may I ask you to read it for me, please? Just number, let me verify. Acts number 26, verse number 19, or it's 1926, one of the two.
Acts 26 and verse 19.
Yes, please, let me go before you read, let me verify. I learned that from Greg, as a trust but verify. I think it's 16, it's 1926. All right. I like my old Bible that better than the phone, so.
Me too.
All right, let's get this. If I can. All right, are you there, Pastor Chuck?
Yeah,
Acts 26, verse number 19. Now I've got it right here. If you may read it for me, please, and then pray for the word, please.
Okay. Acts 26, verse 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision.
Please pray.
Lord, thank you for the heavenly vision. Not man's vision, but your vision. A vision that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Be with Bishop Jeremiah now as he shares the word of God. Stir our hearts and help all of us to have an increased understanding of your heavenly vision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If I may take a few minutes, I want to share with you the word of God and saying to you, stay in your lane. That will be my message today. Stay in your lane. Stick of what you know and what you are good at. The gifts of God are without repentance. Each and every one of us, God has given us different gifts. Each and every one of us, you are called to the ministry. But I want to let you know that today, as much as we are the body of Christ, but stay in your lane. And then let me say this, a formula I learned this from school. I was doing mathematics, I was doing physics, I was doing science, whatever. But the school I grew up, they had a laboratory, but there was nothing there. It was all just one room. I was told in school, Pastor Bruce, that a formula for salt is sodium plus chloride. But I've never seen a sodium, how it looks like. I have never seen a chloride. And then I was told that a formula for water is H2O. But to see those things, I was told that a formula for a speed is distance divided by time. A formula for time is distance divided by speed. Let me say this. A distance for speed is equal to speed multiplied by time. I am saying to you today that whatever you do, you have been given a formula. The word of God has given us a formula. So that means we follow the formula that God has given us. Paul said, I did not disobey the vision from God. Paul was given a formula, and then he was obedient to that formula that God has given us. You know, many times we want to do good things for Jesus, which is good. The formula that we are given us, without the remission, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. So the only formula for you to be saved is through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So we can do so many good things, but how can I know that I am saved? It is because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross, and my name was written in the book of life.
Amen.
And the formula that I was given, that is, I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth, and I am saved. That is the formula. So we can do so many things, but for us, we are supposed to bring people to Christ, tell people about Jesus, tell people that he shed his blood on the cross.
Amen.
That is the formula that we must bring people to Christ.
Amen.
All other than that, we can do so many things. And then the formula, and then like as I said, there is one story in the Bible. David did a good thing. The Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistine. And David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. And then from the Philistine to Jerusalem, he used oxen. And then he used wagon. On the journey, the oxen slipped, and then the ark almost fell. And there is a man by the name Uzzi trying to help so that the ark could not fall. And then when he touched the Ark of the Covenant, he died. The question is, why did he die? Because he was doing a good thing. The thing is, David used a formula that God did not describe to him. God gave a formula of how the Ark of the Covenant should be transported. The way to be transported, it was supposed to be carried by the priest, not by wagon and oxen. I am saying to you today, let us use the formula that God has given us. And that is why the disciples said, I will rather obey God than to obey men. That is why Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So it is not about the numbers, but it is about to do of what God has called you to do. If it is all have to be all by yourself, but sticking of what God has called you to do. Let me say this, stay in your lane. Do what God has called you to do. And in another story, God gave a formula that said, for the walls of Jericho. Said, for once a day, you go around the walls of Jericho. You do that 6 times, 6 days. On the 7th day, you go around 7 times. And then on the 7th time, you blow the trumpet. And that was the formula God gave and the walls did fall. And there is a story by the name of in the book of Judges, and God told him, said, okay, now you are going to defeat the Ammonites. You are going to defeat the Ammon and the what is this guy? So in Second Chronicles, said, okay, this is how you are going to win this battle. I'm going to give you a formula. The formula that you are going to do, take the priest to go up front. And then you blow the trumpet, and the enemies were confused. So that is why God said he inhabits the praises of his people. So when we come to church and give God the praise, we are confusing the enemy. We are defeating the enemy. So I am saying to you today, stick of what God has called you to do. Stay in your lane. When I was diagnosed with cancer, the Zulu people, before coming to know Christ, they believe in ancestral worship. And then number two, we have, so if there is a problem, they go to the witch doctors. I told you the story before, I will tell you again. My father, before coming to know Christ, 5 children died in his family. I'm the 7th child that lived. The 6th child that lived, it was my sister, and then I'm the 7th, and then my young brother. And then my father, when there was a sickness, he would go to the witch doctors. The witch doctors would tell him to do an animal blood sacrifice. And then the child, instead of being healed, the child died. Go back to the witch doctor, they said, well, do the animal blood sacrifice, kill a cow, kill a goat. But no child did live. My father, missionaries from the United States of America, came into this village in a remote area, no electricity, no running water. They pitched a tank, they used a generator. My father came to those meetings. And the reason he came to those meetings, he was more interested to see women. And then my father came to those meetings to fast forward, he got saved. And here am I, sick of cancer, and the people at home, Pastor Bruce, are giving me advices. Said that there is a witch doctor in a certain place, he heals cancer. So I had an option to say, I will go there to live, and then I said to them, I'm not going to break a formula that God has given me.
Amen.
I'm not going to go, if I die, I die, but I'm going to not going to be healed and live temporarily, but to be separated with God, eternal life. Said, I would rather die now and live in heaven with God forever. I did not go there and then God healed me. I'm still standing today.
Amen.
So I am saying to you today, people will give you the advices that will make you to use their formula, which is contrary to the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
You know, the way to kill a vision of a man is to give him another vision. So people will come and give you an advice which takes you away from what God has called you to do. So I am saying there will be time that people will give you good advices, but let us make sure that they line up with the word of God. They were giving me good advice, me not to die of cancer, but they were contrary to the word of God. So I will rather obey God than to obey man. That is why those 3 boys, they said, if we are going to be put into a fire of furnace, we are not going to violate the formula that God has given us. You can go ahead and put us into that fire. You can multiply 7 times, but I'm not going to violate the formula that God has given me. Let me close with this. 2 men I'm going to mention, again, I like trust and verified you. There are two stories, but I would like you to verify if they're true, because there are stories about America. So I want to make sure that I tell what you know. Billy Graham, at one time, they asked him to run to be the president of the United States. And then he declined. Billy Graham, the world known evangelist,
yes.
And he declared that God did not call me to be the president of the United States, but God called me to be an evangelist. He did stay in his lane. I am saying today, there are so many things that can attract you, but make sure that whatever you do, you stay in your lane. I want to close with this. Trust the gauges or the compass. Or what in your car you have, what you call gauges, which tells you the temperature, tells you how much gas, it tells you how much oil. We call those gauges, am I right? There is a man by the name of J.F. Kennedy, the son of J.F. Kennedy. I was told that he died on an airplane crash.
Yes.
And then that he went through the storm, and then his plane crashed and he died. But before he died, when he went through the storm, inside on an airplane, he was feeling that an airplane was not straight. It was tilted. Whereas the gauges was telling him that an airplane is straight. So he had an option to trust the gauges, or he had an option to adjust an airplane the way he was feeling. So when he was taught how to be a pilot, said, whatever happens, just trust the gauges. He maneuvered and he adjusted an airplane the way he was feeling, whereas the gauges was telling him different than what he was feeling. And this is how he crashed at his airplane. I am saying to you today, we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. His word is true. His formula is true. The gifts of God are without repentance. Trust the gauges. Trust the word of God. His word does not return God, but it accomplishes what God has purposed. So I am saying to you today, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes you may not feel like it, but the Bible says he orders the steps of a good man. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. David said, though I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. So I am saying to you today, trust the gauges.
Yes.
Let us stand to our feet. Father, I thank you right now. Here are your people. They trusted the gauges. They trusted your word, saying that a true faith is to take care of orphans and widows. They are doing that because they trust the gauges that you have given them, which is your word. Father, they continue to support your work in South Africa because they are staying in your lane. Father, I thank you right now that as they continue to seek your will, Father, you take care of their needs. You take care of their challenges. Father, you strengthen their homes. You strengthen their health. You are fighting the battle for them. And they will know that the battle is the Lord for us, is to use a formula that is to worship you, is to glorify you. Father, we are using a formula that we are looking unto you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And let God's people say amen.
Amen.
Let's give God a big hand. And let's give God a big hand. Before I hand over to Pastor Bruce, let me share with you, you might be seated for a minute. Pastor Bruce and this wonderful people, you are making a difference. Let me share a few things about South Africa lately. It's three things or four things. One, HIV/AIDS left South Africa with over 3 million orphans in a population of about 60 million. After HIV/AIDS came the COVID. For 2 years, the churches shut down. The government said that there will be no church. So that means for 2 years, Pastor Bruce, we did not have a church like this. So when they said the COVID is over, the churches can now operate. 60% of the churches in South Africa never able to open again. And the Life for Africa Ministries, we are still standing, we are still opening. It's just through the love and the generosity from God's people that makes us to carry on, because many businesses shut down. When the businesses shut down, it exacerbated the problem that was existing of unemployment. So it did not help. So that is number two. Number three, Pastor Bruce, we have what we call, they call load shedding, which means a power cut in South Africa. That means 6 hours a day, we do not have electricity. And that again exacerbated the problems. That means there are businesses now that are not able to operate. But I am saying to you today, we are able to take care of orphans. In schools, during time of COVID, the pregnancy to teenagers between 12 and 19 increased by 60%. Just 60% just in the 2 years. And then on top of that, 700,000 children never did go back to school. And here, Life for Africa Ministries, we have to preach the gospel to those kind of conditions. So that Christ is the hope of glory in a hopeless society.
Amen.
All what we do in a hopeless society, let us bring Christ, because he is the hope of glory. Amen. We are taking the gospel to public schools every week. We are able to bring those children coming to church to hear the word of God, and at the same time, when those children come to church, we make sure that they go back to their homes not hungry. They are fed spiritually, and then they are fed physically. And how are we able to do that? It is through the generosity of God's people. So I'm just to say to you that your labor is not in vain. Before I come here this morning, I got a message back home. I call it a good problem. That now we have so much kids, about 200 of them, that comes to church every Sunday.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
and
God.
And on top of that, those children are starting to invite their relatives.
Yes.
Good. And the community are starting to see that. So right now we are starting to have a good problem. I got a message today, this morning, that Pastor Jeremiah, we are going to be starting to need more chairs. And then I'm saying to you, your labor is not in vain. You are here in Crane, but you are touching lives in South Africa. We have so many needs, but I will share with Pastor Bruce later. But I want to say that whatever you do, it makes a difference. We are trusting God to continue to feed more kids. We are trusting God for a transportation that we are able to take our sound system and go to public schools. So thank you so much again. Continue to love us and continue to pray for us. Over to you, Pastor Bruce.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, don't play around with it.
Well, I want to do something. I know y'all not in a hurry because y'all around me. Y'all still here. I want to set the chair down front first. I want to pray for Pastor Jeremiah first, for strength for him, his body, And then I want to pray for the ministry, because I want to tell you something, guys. 40 years ago, God told me that we were going to have influence in Africa. 40 years ago. And here's the deal. I love all the world, but we are having influence in Africa. Amen. And he didn't tell me it was going to be Crane Christian Church. I didn't know where it was going to be. Okay. But I'd rather him go and we stay here in air conditioning. Okay. I want to say, hold on.
And
there's the hot chair.
Yes, sir.
You guys will gather around, please. Lord, the earth is yours. Father, you created it. It's yours. And you're the God of gods and the Lord of lords.
Yes, Lord.
Father, when I was a child, we couldn't minister to people that were different color than we were. And now, Lord, I have a man of God, a different cult in our pulpit. And I want to thank you for that first, God.
Yes, Lord.
That you are bringing this earth out of darkness into light.
Yes, oh God.
And then I have coffee-colored grandkids.
Amen.
That I absolutely adore.
Yes. Praise God.
And Babylon is falling.
Yes, oh God.
And so, Lord, thank you first, Lord, for that revelation to me and the people around me. But the second thing, Lord, is I thank you so much for this man.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, he is willing to pay the price,
yes, Lord,
to do what he does, God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, first for him, but secondly, Lord, I pray that he would be renewed.
Yes.
Your word says,
yes,
that you,
yes,
renew our strength like the eagle.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we agree today right here that the eagle's about to fly.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, those 200 kids are going to be 400 kids, are going to be 800 kids, are going to be 2,000 children, Lord, that have something to eat, Lord, because people care. They're less worried about the third garage in their house than they are the people, God. But I stand before you, Lord.
Yes, God.
I want to make sure I have my priorities straight.
Yes, oh God.
You've not called us to comfort, Lord. You've called us to combat. And Father, today, Lord, we go to war against poverty. Against those who, God, have not heard about my Savior.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that every penny, same prayer I prayed earlier, that every penny, every dime that they may come, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, you create a way where there seemeth no way.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, I pray his strength, Lord, his body, Lord, that it lasts to the last day that he needs it. And then he can stand before you, Lord, and celebrate with his Father and celebrate those who have gone before him, oh God. But Lord, that his body lasts every day that he needs it. And Father, I have faith and confidence in what your word says.
Jesus.
Renew him. Like the eagle, the strength that he needs, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that he can play all the golf he wants.
Yes, Lord.
No, I'm serious.
Yes, Lord.
I'm serious, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you give his body peace, Lord, in every gland, in every cell lined up with the word of God, which is perfect.
Amen.
And, oh, Lord, you are so good to us to put this man in our life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, Father, give us grace to be the men and women you called us to be.
Yes, oh God.
And, Lord, thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, guys. We have an offering plate. Would you hold it right there?
All the way in the back.
Okay. This is for every penny that goes there for Life for Africa. And I don't ever hardly ever say that right. I can always say Pastor Jeremiah. I never can say his last name either. I guess it just don't matter. We're going to have a new name in glory, and his name's going to be simpler. His second name's going to be simpler. Say your last name.
You don't want to say?
I can say Jeremiah.
Yeah,
because I used to sing Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Say it again, please.
He can say that 20 times.
Yes.
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 MDLA. So the way we break our voice is when there's a vowel and then we make a la, 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 S-E is set.
Well, what we got, say something with some clean for me. I've been practicing.
Kala kubela kaido kandele. Start, continue, and finish what you started.
Amen.
Kala kubela kaido kandele.
I'm telling you, for a minute. I like it a lot. We're going to put that in the rhythm. It's going to be the next hit. God bless you and keep you. Let his light shine on you and give you peace. I dismiss this service in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I like church. More of y'all ought to come.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much. If I looked like I was a little bit darker than normal, that was, or just adjusting the light. That was me preaching earlier. So God bless you, keep you. And, boy, my hair looks bad. Why didn't somebody tell me I got hat hair? See you.